I support a plan that was sponsored by Congressman Jeff Flake, which was called the STRIVE Act. It's the same legislation that was basically the same legislation sponsored by Senator McCain and Senator John Kyle in the Senate. This is in 2007 when the legislation started to move. The plan, of course, does include a border security piece. It includes a guest worker piece, an employer sanctions piece, an employee verification piece. But what you're talking about specifically is what do we do with the 10 to 12 million people who are here illegally. First and foremost, we've got to bring them out of the shadows. We have to figure out where these people are. Secondly, we have to make sure that if there is a case for them to apply for citizenship, that they go to the back of the line and they don't jump over the folks who have waited lawfully back in their home countries. It may take 10, it may take 15 or 20 years for them to achieve citizenship. They would have to pass a criminal background check, learn to speak English, pay fees and fines, and there would have to be a strong case for them to eventually become a citizen. The rest would be deported. Or if they had some type of specific type of work that we couldn't find Americans to take those jobs, then they would be given a guest worker program. This was bipartisan legislation. It is a practical, reasonable way to do all this. A lot of people throw out the word amnesty. Amnesty is not going to happen. Amnesty is what was granted back in 1986 under President Ronald Reagan. Blanket citizenship, you're here, you're a citizen. It's just not on the table. I mean, this was a very strenuous process where most probably wouldn't achieve citizenship, but they would be brought out of the shadows.
Unlike Representative Giffords, I do not believe in amnesty. I believe those who have come to this country illegally should return to their country of citizenship. And we ask about how that's achieved. What's the goal there? Because it is a huge burden on law enforcement to think that they're just going to start apprehending 12, 20 million people, pick a number. A huge part of it is self-deportation. That happens through employer sanctions, through cutting off federal benefits like a $500 federal rent subsidy, things of that nature. When you can't find a job, you return to your country of citizenship and come here the right way. I don't know anybody that's anti-immigration. I know people who are anti-illegal immigration. There are several things we need to do. And laws matter in this country. The rule of law matters. We don't get to pick and choose which laws we follow. That's what Congress does right now, and that's why they have such a low approval rating.
I don't believe that Social Security numbers should be used as a national ID, but they are. So since they are, one of the ways that these illegals are functioning is through a fake Social Security number. So we need to look at that. If you need to ID somebody, the federal government, according to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, doesn't have the enumerated powers to ID people, but it has naturalization powers. But if you need to ID someone, you can do it through state records, through a birth certificate. 14th Amendment says if you have a birth certificate, you're a citizen. I don't believe that SB 1070 is the right way to do this stuff, but we can ID these people in a legal, more legal way without pulling them over after they've gone 5 miles an hour over the speed limit and racially profiling them.